Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We will start our service with number 28 out of Voices Together, so it'll be on the screen. And we are going to sing, Come Christians, Join to Sing. Please stand if you can.
Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our service this morning. To everyone that's here and to all those that are listening online. May the light of God surround us, the love of God enfold us, the presence of God watch us. We come into this sacred space this morning to remember our losses, to grieve, to find comfort, to walk on the path toward healing and to worship. We bring this remembering of endings into the presence of God. Let's join together and read the call to worship as it's written in the bulletin. Grace and peace to you from the one who is, who always was, and who is still to come, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
This is our God, the one who loves us and who gave himself for us, who gathers us together in this place and bids us seek his face.
Let's worship God together. Let's bow for prayer. Lord, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, that you are with us in each moment. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never fails us. In this moment, we come to you and we lay our lives before you. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. May everything within us cry, Holy is the Lord God Almighty. We join with those who worship and confess you as Lord, from generations past and present, and with all the angels that sing in heaven of your greatness and beauty. Lord, we adore you. Amen.
If you would turn to your blue hymn book, We're going to sing two pieces out of there. The first one, very familiar, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Number 582, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Please stand if you can. Thank you. And now we'll turn to number 336, When Peace Like a River. 336. And we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Good morning and welcome here. And as you see in your bulletin, now is the time for opportunities, offering, and sharing. For some of us, those three are all as one. We bring our offerings, our sharings, as our opportunities of drawing closer to one another in this congregation, and to one another in prayer for each other, lifting up one another for encouragement in time of need. The opportunities as printed in the bulletin are ones that I mostly won't repeat because I said most of them last week. I would like to make a couple of amendments. Next Sunday is indeed the first Sunday of Advent, and we will indeed have George and Tobia here, God willing. However, Jeanette Hansen will not be joining them. So we will have the Vites as our witness workers who used to be previously in China, now in Canada. On Wednesday, we are going to begin. Well, no, that's not exactly true either. On Wednesday, we will have a meeting. The worship team will have a meeting. We are going to begin the decoration, the preparation of the building for Christmas already on Tuesday, perhaps even on Monday. So throughout this week in the afternoons, bit by bit, we will come together and put up different pieces, and then next Sunday it should be all ready and prepared for your presence to join us. Notice that there are two different gatherings of banquets with two different giving opportunities on two completely different dates. That's why they're separated on different pages. Elaine is going to come up and make this Board of Ed announcement.
I wasn't sure if I was supposed to stay seated. Okay, I would like to highlight the Board of Ed Advent Giving Project. We are going to focus on the existing project the church has, which is Food for Mental Health. The box has been in the back for a long time, I think even since we've had potlucks. So. But if you're like me and forget to put that on my shopping list or whatever, it's hard to remember that. But we really want to focus these three Sundays on that. And if you would like to just bring coins, there will be a container there for you or in the office midweek as well for you to put in the coins. And we will purchase some items and bring them over to mental health. So Rowan and some of us on the board will do that. I think it's good to remind ourselves of the need in the community. Grace has been connecting with them quite often, delivering what has come into the church regularly, and has asked them, what would you like for Christmas? And they suggested mixed nuts and mandarin oranges. So some of that money, I think we will purchase those items, and feel free then for those three Sundays to help us with that project. Thank you.
I thought I would share just our connections to the Fraser Valley. Tim and Ariana live there, and we wrote them, and Tim said, yeah, they're okay. Our son, Tim, for those who don't know. And he says, but it's very odd driving to work, knowing there's chaos, you know, one or two towns over. Mm. I have an uncle and first cousin who live in Chilliwack, and he says, they're okay too. They had a bit of water in the basement, but the park just down the street is 2 meters lower, and there was lots of flooding there. Mm-hmm. And my other relatives there, as far, yeah, my uncle is up in Rosedale, is also, he's quite a bit higher. So, but we've been seeing it and hearing it, but I thought I would just share a little bit of personal connection and you know, ask for prayer for them as a community over there. It affects us all in a way, with all those trains that go through here come from the port very often, from Vancouver. So I'll just ask for prayer for that.
Thanks, Bart. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your attentive ear whenever we cry out to you. Not only on this special set aside day that you blessed, but anytime, anywhere, in whatever condition we find ourselves. You are always ready to hear us. We bring our worship to you this morning in so many different ways. Some in anticipation of what we plan to do, how we plan to rejoice in your gift, how we plan to share your gifts in so many different and new ways with those around us. How we have planned and have brought our offering today. And we ask for your blessing on that offering as we have every Sunday throughout the year. We thank you for your sustenance. Help us to remember your generosity and to reflect it also towards others. We pray for forgiveness of sin. Help us to hear your Holy Spirit speaking into our lives with a readiness, ready and eager to change, to follow you, to recognize our own selfish desires and practices and habits, but also recognizing that that does not lead to life. Help us always to be ready to turn back to you, because you care about us, and you care about all of these things that we have written down here, that we plan to pray about throughout this week. You care about us as well as all of the other churches that are gathered. And we pray especially for Peace Mennonite in Regina and Florence and Otto there. And we pray for our neighbors just down the street, St. Stephen's, as well as all of the other churches in our neighborhood, in our province, in our world. Those we know and those we don't know, we ask that you would support them, because there are many who are going through struggles we can't even imagine. And we pray especially now for those that are living in BC, the relatives that we have, the friends that we have, the connections that we have there. And we ask that you would sustain them. Give courage and strength to those who are physically assisting, and keep us ready to be praying always in thanksgiving for lives not lost, in prayer for lives lost and those who are struggling and suffering, and for all of the struggle that will come after this. We always have you in the equation, never forgetting that you are our God, our friend, our sustainer. We pray for all of those, especially today, who are struggling with the loss of loved ones. And we ask for your comfort through your Holy Spirit. Guide us in the words that we say to one another, that they would be words of love and hope and comfort, that we would reflect you in all that we say and do. So we pray just like you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The scripture for this morning is taken from Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 to 8. To the seven churches in the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all peoples on earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty.
At this point, we will begin the remembrance portion of this worship service. Grace is at the piano, and during the candle lighting process, she will continue to play some soft music in the background. Don't feel that means you don't have time anymore, or it will interfere with anything. It's just to sort of give us some background comfort. Otherwise, it does get awfully quiet and maybe more nervous than we need to be. We have a number of names that will be mentioned from our community who have passed away this year. This is a one-year celebration marking since the end of November until the end of this November. You are very welcome to come and name any one of your relatives or your friends, anyone that you would like to mention, and then light the candle and place it, whether or not they were attending here or elsewhere or nowhere. And if it was this year or last year or years and years ago, if they are on your heart and you feel this is an expression you would like to make, please come forward.
This will be for my mother, Betty Heinrichs.
This is for my wife, Ellen, died in February this year.
For our daughter Bonnie and her son Trenton. in remembrance of my wife and one of my brothers that has passed away this year. My wife was 14 years ago.
My second cousin, Helena Peters, who passed away earlier this year.
For my brother-in-law, Ben Clausen, and for Ben and Mary's son-in-law, Dale Meyer.
For my mom and dad, Peter and Justina Baron.
Doreen Klippenstein, my mom and my dad's wife.
And also Murray Logan, a friend and brother.
In memory of my brother Tony, who passed away in July. We have a picture of him on our fridge. Think of him every day looking out over the lake in front of his place.
For Pete Weeb.
For my husband, Greg McLean.
This one is for Lois' father, and my father, and my late brother.
For John, for Roger, for Brian.
Mm-hmm.
missed every day.
Mm-hmm. For Harvey Braun. For my great-grandson, Jonathan Alexander Thiessen, who did not live, but was born on the 9th of November, and my husband, Vincent Rempel, his great-grandfather. I will light a candle in memory of Donna Schrag. She used to attend Sunday school and church here with her family, and her parents were Ken and Eleanor Schrag. Ken was our pastor here at Zion in the 1980s. Donna passed away this past July in Regina at the age of 41.
Sylvia M. Friesen. Martha Wall. Peter Ham. Let's pray together. Eternal strength, hold us. Eternal hope, show us new life. Eternal compassion, comfort us in our grief. Eternal goodness, grant us your grace as we live, work, and pray in this place, in this time, and with these people who reveal your love. Amen.
I'd ask you now to turn to number 107 in the Green Book, Sing the Journey. God remembers, and Grace will play through it once because it's not terribly familiar to us, but the text is wonderful, so I think you'll find it very easy to sing. Number 107.
Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, as we come before you and your word, be pleasing in your sight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The title, What is True, did not actually come out of the passage that some of us read this week in the Rejoice devotionals, where Pilate is speaking with Jesus when he is about to judge him. And Jesus is speaking about the truth, and Pilate says, "What is truth?" As I was reading Revelation in preparation for this Sunday, not only recognizing that it is Memorial Sunday, but also that it is the Reign of Christ Sunday, also known as Christ the King Sunday. You bring these two things together, and it becomes a time of, for some, a lot of confusion and wondering. And when you come and bring yourself before the revelation that was given to John, we can relax in it and recognize, in the face of all of this other turmoil, here are true words. Here is something that is true. When death comes close, it seems that the world shakes. Our world has changed completely. Others continue to go about their daily business, and we wonder, how can they do these things when the world has totally changed? And sometimes it does feel like it is the end of the world. You know, a simple phrase we say to one another for minor inconveniences, oh, come on, it's not the end of the world. But when death comes, it may feel as if indeed it is the end of the world as we know it. In these days, of course, we're all tired of hearing about the pandemic, tired of hearing about COVID, and all of the results of it, not only in physical illness, but mental, as well as ongoing strife and struggle within family units, within communities, within workplaces. Everyone seems to be rising up against one another. The phrase, we're all in this together, has long been thrown out the window. No longer applies. We are now all against one another. It feels like it should be the end of the world. And we get so much news bombarding us. Many people will say, this is the end times. It's got to be. Look at all of the evidence around us. And here we have Revelation, a book we would rather not dip into. Very scary pictures. The apocalypse. What is this? For those who enjoy television and movies or graphic novels, the apocalyptic time is the perfect scene for dramatic movies. Some, looking at the news and what's happening all around the world, will say, it's the end of truth, really. The end of truth has come. We rely solely on courts, judges, juries, and even then we come away disappointed. How can this be happening?
And the big headline is, in capital letters, the big lie. Are these our times? This is our reality? Let's remember, brothers and sisters, who the father of lies is. In John 8:44, Jesus is speaking, and he says, remember who the father of lies is. This is Satan, who can concoct all sorts of lies, and they will be pleasing, and they will be convincing, and they will lead many astray, lead us, yes, us, to destruction. Remember that. It's worth remembering. Even if we look at this book, the book of Revelation, trusted words of truth, we have to recognize the possibility of misinterpretation. How badly the word of truth, God's word, has been misinterpreted, misused in the name of church, in the name of the Mennonite church. History speaks against us. History testifies of the error of many of our ways. Institutional, denominational, systemic errors. And unless we acknowledge and admit that, we will continue and perpetuate those things. So today, let's take this wonderful opportunity to open ourselves to words of truth. Something we can rely on, we can believe, we can rest assured in these words. And what do these words of truth sound like? What is true? We started reading at verse 4. I would, of course, like to back up to verse 3, because that sets the stage for the testimony that John gives. Verse 3 says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. What is true brings blessing. It comes as a blessing on its hearers. When was the last time you felt blessed by the words that you heard? Here we have it. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of the prophecy. Anyone wondering, maybe I should read scripture one of these Sundays. Maybe I should accept that invitation. Look here. Blessed is the one who reads aloud these words. And not only the reader, blessed are those who hear. Even in the hearing, we receive blessing when we are hearing true words, hearing the word of God. Let's not stop there. The hearing includes the keeping of the words. Yes, as I already mentioned, there has been error along the way. Error in the reading, in the partial reading, in the misreading. Error in the hearing. Oh, we know all about error in hearing, don't we? Oh, I heard this, I heard that. Yes, there's error along the way. But keep hearing, keep reading, keep following what is written here. And it brings blessing. So what is this message? What are these words of truth, and where have they come from? Verse 4, John is giving the revelation that was given to him, and he begins by grace. Sorry, grace.
She must hate to have the name Grace in church, don't you? I always hated to have the name Lois in math class. The lowest common denominator. Nobody else hears it but the one who has the name. Grace to you and peace. This is the words of truth. This is what is true. And this is what is given to us, the hearers. Grace and peace. Are we living without grace in a graceless time? As I already mentioned, I don't want to go over that whole litany again. But the words that are true are words of grace and peace. Just soak it in. It's so simple. It doesn't need to be complicated. Grace and peace to you. Well, easy for you to say, you might be thinking. You don't know what my life is like. You don't know what I have gone through. You don't know what I am going to face tomorrow. Indeed. However, the one who brings these words knows. Grace and peace from him who, and every English teacher will notice right here, this sentence, this is in the incorrect order. Who is and who was and who is to come. And this whole message is held together by that phrase. Right there, verse 4, to him who is, right now, right here, right in our situation, our circumstances. This is not ancient history. This is right here and now, relevant. Look at verse 8. The Alpha and Omega says, the Lord God who is and who was and who is to come. It covers all time, beginning right now. Covers all of history and everything yet that we cannot even imagine, who is to come. If you need comfort here today, he is here, the one who is. If you think about your past that you just don't know what to do with, things maybe you have done or have been done to you that needs to be transformed, the one who was, he was there. And yet to come, everyone is concerned about the next generation. What will happen to our planet? What will our children and grandchildren have to face? This eternal one is there for them, as he is with us now, bringing grace and peace. From the one who is and was and is to come. Well, who is this? This is none other than Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. The faithful witness. Think about all of the court scenes you have been watching. Here is the faithful witness. This is true. Jesus, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. Look at that. This is words of truth. The firstborn of the dead. For those of us struggling with the reality of death, when the veil is so thin, we are right there. Of course, after an event, we get busy with our lives. You back away from the veil. You don't peer into it as closely. But there are moments, key moments, when we also feel like we are almost there. Some say 1 foot in the grave. You feel that close. Jesus is there. Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. Death didn't end it. Jesus is born from the dead. He's the eldest of all of those that we have remembered here today. And he leads them out. These are words of truth. This is true, and blessed are you who hear it and who keep it. The firstborn from the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Christ the King Sunday, on the same day we remember death, we celebrate that Jesus is the ruler, not only of death, but the ruler of all of the kings of the earth. These are words that are true. Remember, the big lie is out there. Many lies are out there. But blessed are you when you hear and follow and keep the words that are true. We are given a task. It's not only Jesus who has done all of this. Yes, he has completed everything. To him, we are yet to bring our offering. How are we included in this? To him who loves us. These words of truth are just washing over us. We're blessed. We're given grace and peace, and then he loves us, and he freed us from our sins by his blood. Freedom. These are not words that we hear every day. This is not the message we receive. These are words of truth. You have been freed from your sins by the blood of Jesus Christ, and he has given us a task to be kingdom of priests serving God. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. To him be glory. There is our task. We can choose. We have free will, as everyone else who was ever created has free will. To him be glory and dominion. Forever and ever. He is coming. Every eye will see him. The eye that is, the eye that was, and the eye that is to come. Every eye will see him. Those who pierced him, and tribes of the earth will wail. Thus it is to be. The words of truth, Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord God, who is and was and is to come, is the Almighty. No one else. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for your words and words of truth. Thank you. We will now sing hymn number 89, Christ is Alive, and it is in Sing the Story, the purple book. And please stand and join me in the singing, Christ is Alive.
Please bow for the benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, and now, and forever. Amen.
We are now going to sing number 671 in the New Voices Together, and it is entitled, The Hand of God Shall Hold You. It's new to us, so Grace is going to play through it once, and you'll find it on the screen.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 11517309. All rights are reserved.